-3 is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
-3 with Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of -3, presented as ever by our pals over at Omaha. There's Eddie Spaghetti behind the glass, ready to roll. And Chris Long is going to be joining us once again after a gangbusters visit last week. We have some leftovers to share with you. I think you're going to enjoy them. We're going to get in the Wayback Machine here, do some what if, some NFL. And what if your favorite pro football team could tap in to its own history and bring back one player in his prime to join the 2024 roster? Let's dig in on doing that with a quartet of NFL football teams close to Chris Long's heart. We'll do that in just a second. In the meantime, Eddie Spaghetti, I don't have to tell you, it is a huge night at the time of this recording. Thursday night, it is, I guess, really judgment night in the NHL for the teams battling to get that last wild card. By the way, I should also mention at the time of this recording, we just found out Orenthal James Simpson, football legend, has passed away. Maybe we'll have some thoughts on that a little later on for you. But in the meantime, to the matter at hand, the Deeds upcoming on the ice, the Caps and the Sabres are getting it on up there in Western New York. The Pittsburgh Penguins are playing host to the Detroit Red Wings. Not a must win for either team, but both teams got to have it if they want to stay in the playoff chase. And the Islanders look pretty secure there as the Blue Blanc et Rouge pay a visit to Long Island. And that's that, Eddie Spaghetti, except to say, shame the devil, your Rags play host to the Flyers after failing to beat the Islanders. You couldn't do me a favor?
That was a bad first period. One of the worst first periods the Rangers had in quite some time. And they really turned it on the second and third period. But Semyon Varlamov, who was starting in place of Ilya Sorokin, just seems to always have the Rangers number. He had a really good game. And, you know, Rangers just need 3 points in their next handful of games left to clinch the Metro. So this game versus the Flyers, who have just, I mean, dropping so many games as of late, I think they'll be able to get 2 points in this one. Then just need that 1 point. It could be a loser point in next couple of matchups. They are playing the Islanders again. They have the Ottawa Senators Monday. I hope that the Rangers do clinch the Metro. Would be nice to get the President's Trophy as well. But yeah, it was a very poor first period. And
yeah, but if you would have beaten that, if you would have taken out the Islanders, don't you see that then the Bruins are feeling like, well, we can't catch the Rags in the standings. Let's just lay down our swords and save them for the playoffs. And on Saturday, they pay a visit to Pittsburgh, so they wouldn't try hard, and the Penguins would get another breezy 2 points. Don't you see? It was selfish of the Rags not to beat the Islanders the other night. Anyhow, let's dig in there. While Chris Long and I are yapping, Eddie Spaghetti, I want you to be thinking about the New York football giant you most would want to return. I think it's pretty obvious who that would be. And I want you, the listener, to also be conjuring the player from your favorite team's history that you would like to be brought back for 2024. Drop us a line. If you're on the X, the Twitter, do it at -3pod, or on Instagram, D Dameshek. Hit us up there. We love hearing from you. And with that, let's get to round two of our conversation with the host of the Green Light podcast, Gangbuster Stuff. And by the way, a lot of attention being paid to them and to Chris Long, because he was joined by his old teammate just the other day, Aaron Donald. They reminisced about their time together, who the best player in the NFL is, and all of that great stuff from Chris Long. And speaking of him, more great stuff with Dave Dameshek right now. Let me squeeze in a quick break here.
Let me ask you a question, Eddie Spaghetti. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? But before you answer, two words, Caesars Rewards. Those are the two words. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. I'm talking about hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, even more than just that. It's not only an app, it's an empire. 21 plus, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's give everybody not just some optimism. We're in front of the draft here. This is the time where 32 fan bases get to feel like maybe this will be our year.
Could be.
Let's expand on that and not make the pool of players available for drafting just the current student athletes who are now pro draftable. Rather, let's dip into each team's history. Philadelphia Eagles can bring back one player in his prime and stick him on the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles roster. Who is it? You can pick yourself if you want to, by the way.
No, that would be fun because then I get to play on a good team in my prime. That'd be incredible.
Dude, I mean, you won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Well, I went in my prime. You know what I mean?
I see.
I was old. It'd be fun to be like young and really good and like be on a team like that. You get a bunch of love and it'd be awesome.
Does it feel that way? We'll save that conversation for another day. But boy, you're great at representing the frame of mind of an athlete. I'm fascinated by because you've done for us like the day, the 24 hours running up to the Super Bowl, what you're doing with yourself hour by hour and all that kind of stuff. And it's spellbinding to listen to. I don't mind telling you, friend.
Well, it's interesting because like you think of it as so regular, but then once you realize it is somebody doing this, it like, no, it's not regular. It's like, that's if I was listening to a baseball podcast, which I don't even watch baseball like that. And somebody was giving me the insight on like minute to minute what they do, I'd be so intrigued. Maybe part of that's being an athlete, but.
Well, no, but I always do wonder, it's like, how desperate are you to get the ring? Like Raymond Bourque is this Boston Bruins legend for all of time, second only to Bobby Orr, but he was like, I really want a ring. And so he went to Colorado, he went to Denver, Colorado to get it. It's like, how much?
I went to New England to get it. I mean, you know.
I mean, what? But did it feel like I would have been? I had to chase this one. I wish it would have been like
the Eagles.
The team was built
Eagles
around
felt
me.
Like the, well, yeah, no, you don't feel that way. You just feel like when you were on, like I was on the Rams for a long time. People don't watch those games, so nobody knows. They don't know who you are. They have some notion of who you are, but they don't know who you are. And then you end up on a good team, and albeit you could play pretty good. Like I played pretty good in Philly, but I wasn't me. You know what I mean? I was older. So yeah, to answer the question, it'd be like, yeah, it'd be cool if I got to play on prime time a year where I was relatively dominant or something. You know, it's just like when you get there and you're old, you're kind of like, hey, world, you know me as 34-year-old guy who runs and it hurts. It looks like it hurts. You know what I mean? It looks. That's a sick joke. You know, it's kind of a sick joke. Like, here, we'll give you what you want, but you got to look like a shell of yourself. That's why it would be fun. But who I would add to Philly.
Well, you went viral a couple months ago by talking about context matters in pro football. And of course, yes. This is what we talk about endlessly on this show is about that context. So it's super interesting to think about like that you're.
Well, if I was on a good team, like, I'd have been even better.
Well, like Ryan Tannehill, but, you know, guys like that, like, you know, and Roethlisberger and all big time QBs, when there's a younger guy who's brought in Aaron Rodgers and other, they always are like, I'm not here to teach. Like, that's got to be a wake up. I'm only 32 years old, but in the context of football, you're an old man now. It's like, hey, teach this guy how to do it. Like, man, I'm not done yet. I don't want to teach him how to replace me.
Yeah, getting old in the NFL, and Russ is an example of this, where his whole career, he's been a star, and like now he has to like feel what the other half lives like. You know, it's
in a weird way, it's an ego blow for people.
Massive egos. Yeah, it sucks. Well, we don't. We have normal, for the most part, you would hope, healthy, like normally. So you get like encouraged and you're like, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden Russ is not only going through the thing he went through in Denver, but he thinks like, oh, they threw me a lifeboat, and he's doing a press conference. He's got the black sport coat and he's got a haircut and he's like, I'm Mr. Steeler. Like, and then 3 days later, they're like, hey, and we're trading for Justin Fields. And it's just, it's the reality of the NFL. Like the security when you're a great player is awesome, you know, but you earned it, but it's awesome, but you get used to it, you know? And although I was never like a great, great player, I was like team captain and, you know, like one of the guys. So, you know, when you change teams, there are some moments where you're like, damn, dude, this is what the NFL is like. It's and you really respect, you always respect undrafted free agents, and you respected guys that had to really like come out of nowhere. But when you get to be older and they treat you that way a little bit more, it's eye opening. I'll just say that.
Oh man, I bet. And you know, again, context, lots of money and you're superhuman physically and all that kind of stuff. I think it does create a different level of ego and a different reality that you reside in versus
anybody would be affected the way that some guys get affected.
For sure.
Because you're only human.
Of course. And so you're susceptible to the treats that come along with being a multimillionaire who is a superhuman physically and handsome and all that kind of stuff. Of course, that opens different doors for you
I just mean security as in like, you don't have to look over your shoulder to see if somebody's
exactly what you mean. Yeah. I get it, the other side.
And that's the way people think about it is like, oh, life's good. But you spend, if you really care about football, my life's way easier now. My life's way chiller now. Like, you spend every minute of the day paranoid. Even that's the way I'm wired. But I can imagine being Russell Wilson and going to the Hall of Fame and like that. Like, that's gonna be great. You can have your own office if you want your own office. So you like how far you fall when you're one of those superstars and late in your career, you gotta kind of shovel a little bit. That can suck. Cause I know we joke a lot about Russ, but his belief, like he believes in himself. Like that's a big part of it. And right now he still does. The rest of the world could be like, hey, you're not as good. But in his head, he's got to think that way. And it's hard to turn that off.
It's right. That's exactly right. And I say it all the time when people get into he's an odd bird or whatever. Man, he goes to Children's Hospital and sees those kids and did it the day after he threw the interception to Malcolm Butler. You're not going to hear me badmouthing the cat that is Russell.
There are bad people that have played in our league. He's that not is one not, of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to call him a dork because he did that.
Brian Dawkins.
Well, that's your answer.
Because that secondary needs an edge. Now, CJ Gardner-Johnson is bringing it back. And I know they just signed Avante Maddox, but like the first person that came to my mind was B-Doc. Another one with the departure of Fletcher Cox would be, you know, how about Reggie White? I mean, he can play inside, he can play outside. Offensively, they have, I mean, A.J. Brown, I don't like T.O., but if I have a choice to replace any position, I'm not gonna.
Right.
It's not broke outside. You know what I mean?
I think got it. I think Reggie White's got Brian Dawkins makes a ton of sense.
Asante Samuel, like a corner, like a a really good corner or something
like
that.
Isn't it funny when you start going through them that an entire, I know you've had that conversation with Big Cat recently about, I mean, but it's wild that you, it's like you are doing it on purpose if you're yes. the Bears. Like 60 years of Super Bowls and the best ever you had was Jay Cutler. Like this is, you can't accident your way into something
which
so
also
wildly as that.
Tells you, yeah, which also tells you, yeah. And I think there's a, like, you look at the Browns, somebody in there on that jersey with all the taped names written in Sharpie, you know, the jersey.
Sure.
Somebody in there had to actually be a good football player. And it's a shame for whoever that was, because that situation has been until recently. Right. And so like talking about context, like it is not statistically likely that you have a run of bad players that long in one position. Something organizationally is wrong too.
Yes. Yeah. Modell was the through line for many, many decades. So yeah, you could definitely hang it on him. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder Kosar. I guess he would be the best Browns QB of the last 50 years or so. Okay.
Didn't Belichick take care of that?
Didn't he
replace Kosar? Wasn't that because in the dynasty they were talking about, they're drawing a parallel between him,
that sounds like a
him unseating Drew Bledsoe, because he didn't, him and Ernie were like, eh, everybody else is like, what are you doing? And Bill did the same thing in Cleveland, so his was on the line for doing this because he had also this up.
Charlie Fry, Kelly
I think it was
Stouffer?
Kosar, maybe. I don't know who he replaced.
Yeah,
it was Kosar.
Vinny,
yeah.
Vinny.
Yeah.
Oh, Bernie replaced somebody. There was Sipe was there forever, yeah. Won an MVP in 80. Okay. Next one, you were a Ram. Best Ram that the LA Rams could add to their roster right now.
Aaron Donald.
That makes sense.
You know, I mean, think about their roster. I really do think they're, like, offensively, they're pretty good. I guess you could say Orlando Pace would be great, because you've got Matt Stafford, who's older and still worth being invested in like that. But, you know, they added Darius Williams. They added Curl. They're attacking the secondary position. I like it. And last year, if their secondary was a lot better, they'd have been. They've also got some backers that, you know, you're going to cycle through that are kind of just average in coverage or whatever. But the guy up front that you could use, ironically, is the guy that just retired.
That's a great call. I love it. And Aaron Donald, where you lose me, not you, is when people make the argument for people that they never saw play. Like, you think that running back's as good as Jim Brown, friend? Let me tell you, like, what
Merlin
do you know
Olsen.
About Jim
I'm
Brown?
I'm adding Merlin Olsen.
Yeah, you know who's the slept of my, but the fearsome foursome was really made go by Rosie Greer.
Rosie Greer. He came by and sat in our D-line room.
Is that right?
He was cool That's as neat. Shit. Deacon Jones also came to talk to the team, and the message was colorful. It was he needed a microphone in his hand. I'll put it that way. He would have been perfect for today's media.
How wild is it? I know they're in Hollywood, but Rosie Greer, Deacon Jones, Fred Dreyer, and Merlin Olsen all go on to be actors. Is that weirder to be than the two of the 20 best NFL players of all time went to Mississippi Valley State, Jerry Rice and Deacon.
That is
Jones.
Weird, but so is the fact that those guys all had acting chops.
Yeah,
Jack Youngblood's just such a bad. He was like,
and then Howie Long's son played for the Rams as well.
That's
but
true.
Howie Long was a movie star
the
himself.
Actor. The
and
actor.
We talk about that. So it all's coming together.
Yeah, it is.
Now that aforementioned son who played for the Rams also played for the Patriots. Who should that team add?
The Patriots should add, I don't want to be boring and say Tom Brady, because like if Tom Brady was in his prime, how well do you think this team plays? I really don't know.
It's a great, like, I would assume they'd be really good, but I would be more convinced now that Brady in his prime would be able to carry the day with a mediocre Patriots team than I was 3 years ago. I wasn't sure. Well, it's got to be Belichick and Brady. It's pretty clear now. It's Brady 80%, 20% Belichick's voodoo.
Well, let's say we don't do the Brady thing because it's so easy.
Okay.
But I say Gronk, because if they had Gronk in his prime right now, they would. There's also There's a f***ed up answer here too, which is if Aaron Hernandez wasn't who he was, they said he would have been like the best football player of all time. So if you get like non-murderer Aaron Hernandez, like you might put, but Gronk too, having a tight end for whoever they draft, they're talking about, should you draft the guy into a situation like this? Is it irresponsible? It's only it would not be irresponsible if Prime Gronk was on the team, because that would be rookie's best buddy. And then you just go draft whoever you're in love with, and this team would, you'd say, go. We'd hit the start button.
I like that one quite a bit. I wonder if Gronk and guys like that are thinking like, man, if I would have popped just like 5 years later than I did, they would have been cutting away to my girlfriend at the time in the luxury box. Like, I wonder if there's that feeling of like that Kelsey finally reached a certain plateau and is he transcended Mahomes and everybody else in football.
Because he's still with Camille Kostick or whoever it is, and Brady always had a famous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or wife.
Okay, last one. I've held you way too long, but we got to do the Pittsburgh Steelers. I can have one guy back, and this is a juicy conversation.
I got a guy.
Go ahead.
I got a guy. Fanica,
66. Not even the greatest 66 in Pittsburgh sports history. I liked Alan Fanica quite a bit.
Who was the greatest 66 in Pittsburgh sports? Is it hockey?
That's right. Mario Lemieux. Not just hockey, greatest athlete in American sport.
But could Mario Lemieux get the run game going for the Steelers?
Probably. Probably.
That sounds like, you sound like one of my Chicago buddies that says Walter Payton could play any position. But no, I think it would, I just thought about needs.
And, how about Mike Webster? I mean, what they need is a center, but also if you could put, how about this, Troy Polamalu and Minkah Fitzpatrick, that would be the end of ever throwing the ball, right? Or Mel Blount or Rod Woodson alongside Joey Porter Jr. on the other side. I think that's where I go.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, corner's always going to change the game. You know, so if you really feel like, hey, just go corner, I'm not going to argue.
Woodson's big dude. We can have him return our kicks and punts as well. He did it to great success in his prime. We'll use him.
Antonio Brown.
Whatever happened to that guy?
But in his prime, before he was like all the way out there, I think AB might be the answer, honestly, because he's going to make any offense better. That dude was incredible.
You just love him because he was a Patriot. All right, listen, Chris Long, you're the best. I swear I could do another 3 hours without bad.
We got to come back anytime. Have me back anytime. And you're overdue on our show. So come back. We'll have a knockdown drag out.
Well, I would love to do it. And I sent to you as well. I want you to confront him about this because it's
that's
a black guy. Well, listen, it's a black eye for the entire Long family. I'm surprised that Howie or your mom or someone else hasn't stepped in here and been like, don't you see that you slapped the half of the city of Chicago in the face when you turned down the White Sox. I want you to talk to him about that.
He did turn down the White Sox.
turned them down and stuck around. Like, you're not good enough for me, but the Bears are. Like, how does that
make
the White
Sox
feel?
It turned out to be a decent decision, but man, we could have been maybe a lot richer.
Yeah.
If he'd have really stuck it out in baseball.
Talk about in his prime, he'd still be in it.
Yeah. Selfish.
He'd be working out of the pen.
In front of 300 people at Comiskey.
That's it. One batter. He's the lefty specialist that they bring in the seventh to shut it down. They're trying to rally against the pale hose. Oh, here comes Long throwing mid-90s heat from the left side. Strikes out that guy. You're done for the day, friend. You did
your
job.
Could you imagine how cool he would look in a baseball uniform at 310?
Yeah, real good.
It'd be awesome.
Like DJ Burns does in a basketball uniform. That's
how
he would look.
You're damn right.
All right, listen. Chris Long, I think if you haven't won a bunch of fans, I'd be surprised to hear from your latest visit here. Go check him out on Greenlight. He and his brother and all the cats running around there. It's gangbuster stuff. As good a listen as you're going to get if you're a podcast consumer. Also track him down on social media. The videos are hysterical, too. In fact, I ran into your pal Stanford Steve and Rosillo a couple of months ago, and I said to them, what the hell's wrong? Chris Long, all right? Like, what's he doing in a pumpkin going down the river?
Oh, the pumpkin. Yeah. I am okay. That's a sign of being okay. Okay. Did you ever see somebody doing something like that where they're just like, hey, I'm following my dreams?
Yeah.
They're okay. I was doing good. I was right where I wanted to be. Almost made it too.
I was worried sick for you. I was glad to hear that the mission was over.
With the help of my buddies here at Greenlight, I survived.
Awesome stuff. Okay, great times, Chris Long. We appreciate the time, and we'll hope to talk sooner rather than later, Pally.
All right, brother.
There he goes. The great Chris Long, everybody. And now a quick break.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, there he goes. One more time. Another gangbusters appearance there. You now know why he won a Shecky Award multiple times, why his jersey hangs in the Digital Wall of Fame for eternity. Eddie Spaghetti, Chris Long, first question to you is, the New York football giant you most would like to see return for 2024 to A, Danny Dimes and company.
Well, can we use quarterback? Because I feel like this
question, I guess it's a little easy.
Then I won't use quarterback. You're right. It would be Eli Manning is the easiest answer. Giants are also very thin at cornerback, also very thin at wide receiver. I think because the Giants' history of corner is not super strong, like I'm trying to think, like their best was like Corey Webster when they won the Super Bowls, and he wasn't
no
like
way. Bro.
So the but answer
the best
is
corner in the history of the
I'm just
team,
thinking recently. Of, no, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head recently, but I think I would probably go an offensive weapon. Darren Waller may retire too. So like Jeremy Shockey would be a really fun one, a
ooh,
fan favorite.
That's a good one.
But Plaxico Burress probably, just a big body receiver that plays the outside, not the slot. I know the Giants may, is a really good chance Giants may draft a receiver at pick number 6 or wherever they pick in this draft. Deep receiver class, probably the best we've ever seen in terms of, you know, pre-draft ranking. So, but I think to get that we have not really had a weapon, a real threat in the past game since Odell Beckham. And I think to get somebody back like Plax, who is this big body who could, you know, a matchup nightmare, would make life a lot easier for whoever the Giants quarterback is.
Wait a minute. I think you just touched on it there in a glancing way. Prime Odell is what you want, right? You want year 2 Odell Beckham playing for the Giants. I mean, you couldn't beat that. That's the best receiver that your team's ever had, unless it was Frank Gifford. You could bring back Gifford, by the way, if you want.
I'm good on Frank Gifford. But yeah, I didn't even think about Odell because Odell's still active in the NFL. So I didn't even think about
him. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. That would defy our thing. But still, that would be pretty good. That's a fun thought experiment, too. If Eli Manning in his prime came back, would you favor the Giants to win the 2024 NFC East?
If we got back Eli, and then that means they could stand pat at 6 and just take either Neighbors or Odunze, whoever's there, I'd feel pretty good. The Giants right now are still better than Washington, because Washington never beats the Giants. So that's one team they're better than. And, you know, I think they're right in the mix. Like, I think Dallas took a beating this offseason. I think they lost a lot of key players, but, you know, they still have enough to keep them into the playoff conversation. And I think the Eagles will still be good, but I think I don't love some of their roster moves, but they have the big splashy moves with Saquon and whoever else. I think the Giants would be right in the mix with Eli, because you can make the case if, you know, if Dak's on the way out, Jalen Hurts kind of had a year after everyone kind of anointed him, he kind of took a step back. I think if he had prime Eli with a great rookie receiver, I'd like the Giants are they're a 10-win team with Eli minimum.
Well, I mean, by the way, if we're allowed to tap into QBs and there's no formal rule saying you can't, I don't even know if any of this bringing back a player in his prime to 2024 is even doable. I'm not even sure that we're going to be able to pull this one off. But if we are, and we can do quarterback, then Ben Roethlisberger on the Steelers makes them the Super Bowl favorite, including in a conference that includes Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I wonder if that's true. If you put prime Ben Roethlisberger on that Steelers roster right now, would the bookmakers favor them over Mahomes and the Chiefs? I'll say you, Spaghetti.
I'm not sure if they put him over Mahomes.
Close, though.
But I think they would, and I'm picking the Steelers to win the division. They would definitely be the division favorite. They would probably be at least, I mean, at the very worst, top three in the AFC in terms of odds. So I think that the books would probably, because the team that's won back-to-back, it's weird to, like, take away. Like, you have to leave the dynastic team at the top spot. So that would be a very, very great team, though, with Big Ben on this current Steelers team.
So, okay, so first of all, you touched on the Giants tight ends. I mean, how about Mark Bavaro, of course? That really threads the needle.
He's
for
the
you
best
with,
one.
With the Irish. But in his prime, he just got so beaten up, he didn't have much of a, or didn't have an extended career. But okay, if you could do that, the Chiefs, maybe we have to check in with one of our Chiefs people to weigh in on this. I don't want to make this decision for him, but I think, like, what if you could get Tony Gonzalez? Or, I mean, Tyreek Hill still in the league, but boy, that would be a nice addition for that team as well. Anyway, that's good times. And like we say, OJ is gone and people are cracking wise about it on Thursday morning at the time of this recording. The thing to me is, I don't be the weirdo who is honoring his football legacy. Now's not the time for that. Also, all the hacky jokes flying around there, I'm guilty of making them already. But to me, the signature thing with him was just how bizarre that night was in 1994. I remember I was going out to meet some chums. It was around my birthday, and they were calling me on my landline because there was no such thing as cell phones. And I remember them calling me like, "Where are you?" from the bar. And I was like, "Are you guys watching what's happening with the, I mean, the Knickerbockers and the Rockets are playing?" But at the same time, they're split the screen because football legend O.J. Simpson is driving down the freeway somewhere in Los Angeles trying to outrun Johnny Law. It was so bizarre. I can't really tell you what it was like, even though, Spaghetti, you walked the planet Earth at the time. Your old man's watching it there in Staten Island, rooting for your Knickerbockers to beat Akeem, the Dream, and company. And in the meantime, the screen is that script. John Starks and company are in the small screen in set while everybody was watching. Again, the icon, O.J. Simpson, tried to flee the law. It was just so weird. It's hard to articulate even here in 2024, 30 years later.
Yeah, my pops was watching, you know, Ewing and Starks and Oak try to win that series, and they interrupted with that. And it is strange. OJ's a hard, you know, subject for the human brain to tackle, because part of you, like you mentioned, like, a fantastic football player, was great in television. Anything he did, people loved him. He was just beloved.
That's the weird part, is like, you want to kind of gloss over. It's like, this is the hard part. Not like, okay, begrudgingly, boy, he was really good at football. It's like, boy, he was really funny in Naked Gun.
Yeah.
That's what people like you probably remember. You don't remember ever seeing him play football.
There's not a ton of, like, highlights with him. Like, what I know from him is, like, yeah, his number, you know, at USC, and they had that, like, he was great there. And then having him play for the Bills, like, his 1973 season, when he averaged like 143 yards per game, which is just absurd. But then he goes on to this next phase of his career, sort of like a, you know, modern day Michael Strahan of sorts, where he's just like this beloved figure across the country. And then he goes and does something like that, which I don't mean, you know, obviously we all know, like, you know, we all think he did it, and the details are extremely gruesome. But then it's like, he's now back on Twitter, and he's like, makes so these funny videos, weird. And he just really throws people's brains for a loop, because you don't know how to, like, to respond to it. So he's just kind of this, like, figure that we all know kind of did it, but he got out. They did get him on, like, that weird memorabilia charge, whatever. So he's just out in the Las Vegas golfing constantly. Obviously, you know, he passed away from cancer, but it's just weird that, like, I said off air to you, like, when I first moved out here, my parents made their first visit. We're like, what do you want to do? And they're like, why don't we go check out, you know, OJ Simpson, you know, the house and the scene. I was like, okay, like, people actually want to be a part of history in that sense. And it's weird that, you know, we it's not somebody that like you. No one across the board hated him. Like he was just a guy that it's weird because once you love somebody, it's hard to kind of flip the other way. And again, it's such a big part of culture going dating back to the 70s when he was playing to all his career in movies and TV to then, you know, obviously what happened in 94. And then it had this resurgence with those documentaries and with that, you know, the American Horror Story or Crime Story version with Cuba Gooding Jr. doing it. So like
I don't care about that.
He's been in pop culture forever.
The dramatized version of it. Go watch the actual documentary, yeah, and anybody who would attempt to you know volunteer some defense of OJ, shame the devil. Yeah, well said though. That's right. That's something we talk about a lot. It's hard to unring the bell with your thought. You know, mm-hmm. People liked this guy, and it wasn't for a couple of years. I mean, you know, it extended through his playing career, and then he was on TV. In fact, if he had been, you know, 30 years late, 20 years later, in terms of his sort of media rise, he'd probably be like, you know, hosting a daytime talk show or next to Kelly Ripa or so. Who knows mm-hmm. what kind of weirdo kind of stuff he would have turned into. But yeah, as it was, I mean, he was on pregame shows and field reporters and all that kind of field reporter and all of that, wearing the gloves that I don't know, allegedly he maybe was wearing. I don't know what was going on. But so bizarre to look back on that. And, you know, that Norm Macdonald, the comedian, is now just tethered to him for all of time and all of that. Anyway, I guess I don't have anything profound to say about it other than a fascinating study in not just the human being, but in, like you say, our reaction to him and how our opinions kind of turned 180 degrees against him, and deservedly so. But anyway, enough about that ugliness. We were busy delving into pro football history to try and make it relevant. We don't need to bring back OJ anymore. Into that conversation, we do appreciate you hanging with us for another great week, though, of sports talk here on the Extra Points Network. Great episode for you with Sarah Tiana ready to roll. We started the week off with Kevin Hench. Fascinating conversation as ever there, booing fans and all that, and whether or not you're allowed to do that, or if we now just have to cheer for everybody. Great conversation on Trendy with Toby Mergler. And Brett and Lemon Pepper Parlay fellas chopping it up as always. Check it all out, why don't you? And we'll talk to you on the other side of the weekend. Enjoy the Masters and all the rest of it. Until next week, thanks so much, sports fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.